Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Yesterday, in our study on 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, we were talking about the peace and joy that God gives Christians, even in the worst of circumstances. Let's continue with that thought today. And now, here is our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
I can remember recently going to visit one of our members, and as a matter of fact, he died within the week after I visited him. And I can remember being in the house and talking with him and his dear wife. And they knew that within the next few days, before the week would be out, he'd be dead. And yet as I talked to them, there was a peace that prevailed over that home. There was a peace in his heart and a peace in her heart. And would there be sorrow for her? Oh, yes, there'd be sorrow for her. And yet there was peace. Well, that's in the very furnace, the fires of life, that the peace of God makes itself manifest. And I was able to see that. Well, the fruit of the Spirit is joy. And we are to rejoice evermore. We are rejoicing evermore when we allow the Holy Spirit of God to have free reign in our heart. And when we get to that point, then our life is not dependent upon circumstances. Our joy is dependent upon submission to the Spirit of God. Now, the Greek word for rejoice has the same root as the word grace. This is how Paul and Silas sing and praise God in a dungeon while they are chained and bleeding. My friend, God's grace is sufficient. They rejoice because they have a deep belief in the words of Jesus. What words were those? Well, Jesus said in Matthew that if they are persecuted for righteousness' sake, that great is their reward in heaven. And so they should rejoice. You see, when you have eternity set in your heart, there is cause for joy, for great joy, and continual rejoicing. And you can rejoice evermore. Yes, those that live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. But my friend, when Christ is all in all, there is cause for rejoicing. Now, since this word is associated with grace, it begs the question of, whose grace? Well, the answer is clearly the grace of God. Rejoice does not mean happy. Have you ever heard someone say, well, God just wants me to be happy? I've heard that refrain many times. Well, my friend, I've never heard it said, be ye happy, for I, the Lord your God, am happy. I have read that he says, be ye holy, for I, the Lord your God, am holy. Now, he does want my heart to be full of joy. But the word happy is a derivative of happenings. And so often when people say, well, God just wants me to be happy, there are things happening in their life. And responsibilities they're trying to relieve themselves from. And many times it's in marriage. They say, well, listen, I can't stay in this marriage. God wants me to be happy and I'm not happy. Or God wants me to leave my mate and run off this other one because God wants me to be happy. No, that is a lie of the devil. If you believe it, you're very, very, very deceived. See, happy is an outer emotion. Joy is a chosen course in the heart of a Christian. And it goes forward and continues regardless of your circumstances. Now, I do not believe in foolishness in God's house. I do not believe in a religious barn dance or a rock concert. However, I do believe that the Church of Jesus Christ should be alive with joy and rejoicing that is decent and in order. Now, we don't have to clap our hands like the world claps in their various types of concerts and recognitions. We find in the Scriptures the people responded with amens and hallelujahs. And we find people say, well, I feel more comfortable clapping than I do saying amen or hallelujah. And what they're saying by that is they feel more comfortable with the way the world shows appreciation than the way God's book tells us to show appreciation and agreement with God. My friend, in heaven, they're going to be shouting hallelujah. In heaven, they're going to be saying amen. Why not get an early start? Why not use the words of Scripture's use? When that preacher says something right, say amen. And when he talks about the blessings of God, say hallelujah. There's nothing wrong with that. And you know, it's kind of like salvation. It is not feelings, nor is it emotion. But yet we find that salvation often produces joy unspeakable and full of glory. As a matter of fact, 1 Peter 1:8 says, whom having not seen, ye love. In whom, though now ye see him not, yet believing, ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. Continually rejoice, my friend, in the salvation that Jesus Christ our Lord has given us. It was his grace alone that was spurred by his love and fulfilled in his holiness that saved our sinful souls. So rejoice evermore. God loves you. We are reminded of Nehemiah chapter 8, verses 8 through 10. There we read, so they read in the book in the law of God distinctly and gave the sense and caused them to understand the reading. And Nehemiah, which is the Tirshatha, and Ezra, the priest, the scribe, and the Levites that taught the people, said unto all the people, this day is holy unto the Lord your God. Mourn not, nor weep. For all the people wept when they heard the words of the law. Then he said unto them, go your way. Eat the fat, drink the sweet, and send portions unto them for whom nothing is prepared, for this day is holy unto our Lord. Neither be ye sorry, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. Now understand the setting here. The Jews have come back out of the captivity of Babylon for the 70 years. But the temple had been destroyed and leveled. The walls had been broken down. And the people are gathered together. And for a period of about 4 to 6 hours now, sometimes people say church is too long when they go over an hour. Well, for a period of 4 to 6 hours, they did nothing but read the law. I mean, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, they read from the law. And as the people listened, their hearts were troubled. Tears come to their eyes. They realized they had gone into captivity for the 70 years because of their sin. And now they realize that they were guilty of many of the same things, and God may judge them again. But seeing their repentant heart, and the fact that their heart was in tune to the Word of God, they're told, hey, don't mourn, don't weep. Rejoice together, drink the sweet, send portions unto one another. Why, this day is holy. and the joy of the Lord is your strength. Again, He loves, He forgives, and you rest in that, and you'll find the joy of the Lord is your strength. Joy is something that is chosen and is in the heart. If this joy disappears from your heart, then, my friend, there's something wrong in your heart and in your relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. If your joy is gone, you have no one to blame but yourself. Now, there is forgiveness with God. There is eternal blessing if we are persecuted or suffer for His name's sake. The problem may be a heart of unbelief as a Christian in these things. Often when a man is late for church, he'll say, "Preacher, I can't help it. It's my wife." And maybe some of you are listening today and you're nodding in agreement. I remember one man told me that his wife worked hard after she was saved to get him saved. And finally the day come and he received Christ as his Savior. But his wife had a problem. She was always late. And they'd argue about it. Well, as a new Christian, he hated being late for church. So one Sunday, rather than argue, he took off his suit when it passed the time that they should have left, got back into his pajamas, and sat down and started reading the paper. His wife finally came out, dressed and ready, although late, and was surprised to see her husband sitting there, not ready. And he answered the surprised look on her face with this: "If it's not important enough for you to be on time, it's not important enough for me to go." Well, wanting her new husband to grow in Christ and being thankful for the change that Christ made in their life, needless to say, she was not late after that. Joy, my friend, is an inward thing. People cannot take it from you. You can only give in to the temptation of the devil as he uses circumstances to abandon the joy of the Lord. Look inward, my friend. Is the joy of the Lord in your heart even now? Have you figured out yet that whatever you believe is robbing you of your joy is the very thing God may have allowed you to have to prove that your joy may not really have been in Him, but more it was dependent upon your circumstances? This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click to the lamp and light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.